Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It is Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. Oh, by the way, if you have a really funny Tinder story, we would love to hear it. I don't know that any of your stories can be as good as Kennedy's Tinder tales.
Kennedy just wants to party and have a good time. Don't call her fat or a liar or she'll kick your behind. An email or send her a text. And if you are named George, thank you, next. Now is the time to hear the stories of her dating best. These are Kennedy's Tinder Tales.
Again, producer Dan is standing by to take your Tinder Tales calls at 617-931-1234. While you call in, Kennedy is going to share what happened with her and a guy she met on Tinder.
Yeah, so, you know, I'm often on Tinder a lot. I tend to go on Tinder when I'm not feeling very good about myself or I'm feeling lonely or whatever. Mm. All the reasons that you shouldn't go on Tinder, mm-hmm. quite frankly.
Right.
So, but it gives me something to feel in power of. Like, you know, I can swipe left. That I could do. Mm-hmm. I can't fix the world, but I can swipe left.
Can I just ask you quickly what you're looking for as you're swiping through and you see, what is it that stands out to you?
Well, I mean, the way they look, I'm just going to be honest. I think everybody does that. But, you know, in their profile, their age, obviously, they need to be older than me.
Yeah. Do you have that? Is that a setting you
can put?
So you only get guys that are a little bit older than you?
Yes.
I like that.
Even a couple years younger? Like, they're still grown men?
They don't want that.
It is what it is. Like, people who are clever in their little blurb. Mm-hmm. You know, if it's, there's a lot of people, guys out there that, you know, just got divorced and they're like, I go rock climbing and ride my bike 800 miles every day and run 3,000 miles every day. There's a lot of that.
Right.
And I'm all set with that.
All right.
And it's not because I'm not like that. And so obviously there would be some disconnect there. You know, if you're going to go rock climbing, and I'm like, I can
walk. Netflix.
So anywho, I swipe on this one person and so we just start like texting, talking, mm-hmm. you know, and then switch to phone. So because it's just easier than going through the app. And, you know, usually I get a lot of questions about our job because our job is very unique mm-hmm. and I get that. And so I'm happy to, you know, sit and take the 20 minutes it takes to answer all the questions right. that they
have. So you don't lie? You don't say like you work in sales or something?
It's impossible. I mean, my name is my name. Do you know what I mean? And
right.
it's like one of them is attached to my Instagram profile, I think, it, you know. So anywho, I ask, you know, what do you do? And then he's sort of like, you know, I work for this incredible company. I do, I'm like an independent contractor. Uh-huh. I make a ton of money and I help people. And I was like, well, this sounds amazing. You know, good for you. Can you tell me more about it? And then he starts saying things like, you know, do you ever just like, you know, when you look in the mirror, do you feel like it's your best you staring back at you?
What?
And I'm like,
okay.
I don't need this. I do enough therapy. I don't need this, you know?
Right.
And saying things like, you know, I just help people, you know, asking them what is their why and why they need help and why whatever. And then he sort of said to me, you know, like, do you eat out a lot? Like, how have you been eating in these COVID times? And I'm like, yes, I eat out. I get a lot of things delivered, quite frankly.
Uh-huh.
You know, I like to cook, but cooking alone is boring and depressing. And so then he starts saying about how bad, you know, processed food is and how you should be more careful about what you put in your body.
Gosh.
Long story short, he works for one of these MLM companies and he's trying to pitch me. Like, at first trying to pitch me as a client, but then trying to pitch me, you know a lot of people.
Right.
You could really make a ton of money doing this.
Of course.
Because, you know, you could just say it on the radio and everyone would want to do it with you.
Mm-hmm. Like, you seem like you're nice, but you're a little overweight, and that could be a business opportunity because you're on the radio.
Kind of like that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh.
That.
That's amazing.
You ever been pitched by one of these people?
No.
I mean, it's awful.
Yeah. No, my ex-wife was into all that stuff. I was never
I mean,
into...
I did it when I was a military wife because there was nothing else. There was no other jobs to have. I did Mary Kay.
Yeah.
But, you know, like, I dated one of these.
Dude,
I'm all set.
Like, what are you doing? Let me grab Nora real quick from Boston. Good morning, Nora.
Good morning.
What is your Tinder tale about this guy from Philly?
Oh, so he reeled me in with a picture of his dog, first of all, which is my first mistake. But... So I agreed to go on this random date with this guy. This was one of my freshman year of college, and he forced me to watch Rocky, first of all. And the entire time we're watching, he's pointing out all the places that he's been to in the movie, and it was just obnoxious. And so afterwards, I was like, listen, you know, you're really nice, but, you know, I don't really think it's going to work out. And he started, like, sneaking into my dorm hall and leaving roses and notes outside of my door, and it was like probably the creepiest thing that I've ever experienced.
Isn't it sad that getting roses used to be good, and now really,
I
don't need them coming at me from any direction.
Were there Rocky quotes on the notes?
Oh my god!
Did he call you Adrian?
That would have been amazing. No, oh my god! Can you imagine?
Nora,
this is just the third round. I'm not quitting. What is it with Philly guys and Rocky? He's a fictional character.
Oh, but he has a, statue right out there, man.
Oh,
it's a thing,
wild.
Dan.
Joe
terrible.
Lewis was a real boxer from Philadelphia. Where's his statue?
All right. Thank you, Nora.
No problem. You have a good day.
You want to get in on Kennedy's multi-level marketing deal?
Got... The food isn't processed or whatever. It just comes in a bag that you add water to. What is that?
Processed? I have no idea. All right. Thank you, Nora.
Thanks,
who
Nora.
Who are you swiping right on?
Yeah. Look it. I don't. There aren't that many folks out there. I've made myself kind of a narrow window,
right?
Which I'm okay with because when the wide window was wide open, it wasn't that great either.
So many people are texting in now, trying to figure out which MLM it is, and we're not going to say. I don't want to get into all that.
No, because I know some people. No. This is great for you, and like you make a lot of
money,
and you're happy, and you make people healthy, and I'm here for all of that.
It's just not a way to pick somebody up.
Thank
on the
you,
Tinder. That's
we're
all
not
going to
announce it until Kennedy closes her deal as an endorser, and you'll see it in her bio on Instagram.
And then I'm sure all of you will want to swipe up.
And just to wrap this up, Kennedy from the 774. Kennedy, age is just a number. I just saw a video on Facebook about a couple married 7 years, and he is 15 years younger.
Well, I've dated younger men before.
Yeah.
I'm good.
Okay.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.